on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, Brock Hunter.
What's happening?
How you doing?
Just about quitting time. Oh, yeah. That's the best phrase of the morning right there. Almost quitting time. Oh, well, quitting time. I don't know. Anyway, my brain's fried, man. Between you asking if people have seen your dog and cold birds.
you found that pretty funny.
God, I was losing my mind on that one. Anyway, yeah, it's been a morning. So we're just about done, though. Of course, everyone, if you missed anything, check out WIRX.com, our Plan B Morning Show podcast page. We got everything on there. Also, make sure you check out our YouTube page. Just look for the Plan B Morning Show. Subscribe to that. And also find old videos on Twitch. We got stuff on there as well. So a lot of good stuff. I shouldn't say good stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there, all right? A lot of noise for the sake of making noise out there.
Don't forget to brush your teeth either.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Not before you have orange juice, though. All right? Because then it's just gross.
Yeah, that's gross, isn't it?
It's just gross. What? All right. Let's do our final fact and opinion so we can move one step closer to ending this. Something for you to chew on, talk about around the water cooler, if you will. What about this? The entire province of Alberta, Canada has been rat-free for 70 years.
Huh?
The government there decided to get rid of rats around World War II, and they still have pest control. A bunch of cats. Did you say a bunch of cats out there?
I'm waiting for you to say it.
No.
But no,
it's a bunch of pest control crews on the border to prevent any from coming in. So you got some guys just up there with some AKs just blasting rats when they're trying to come over to Canada.
You know, that's a wild thing. That's an actual job in the city. So my buddy does that. He used to live in New York. And he bought this, like, a $2,000 pellet gun. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I get extra money. He's like, I do this as a side job. I pest control. Shooting rope. But obviously, you can't be popping off 22 shells in the city.
You can't go in there with a Uzi and just, you know, start slaying rats.
So we bought this ridiculous pellet gun, and he's making really good money. Going around shooting little, like, rodents and whatnot.
God, those New York rats, too, are different. That's a different breed, man.
He says he's got to use a big pellet, too. He uses like a 22 pellet or 25.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of rodents in that. So there's some cute ones, but mice and rats, I just, you know, gnawing on wires and pooping everywhere. Like, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. Maybe Canada's doing this right. Because, I mean, what do we really need rats for? Are they doing good, right?
I mean, I'm sure they do something.
You ever heard you ever heard about the Rat King? You know what a Rat King is?
No.
So Rat King is this thing where, like, a bunch of rats get all in, like, their tails get all intertwined, and it's just this big mess of rats.
I've seen that.
Oh, it's horrifying, man.
Yeah, they get their tails all knotted up, and they'll die because they can't get untied.
Oh, that's just creeping me out thinking about it, man. Even a little mouse. Like, I still yell like a little bitch when a mouse scurries across. Like, it's just a little mouse. Like, squish that thing. But I don't know. They're just a little beady eyes and their little teeth creep me out.
They need a cat, man. I'm telling you, they take care of it.
I think I've told you this before. I remember I had a girlfriend buy me a rat as a pet.
Really?
Yeah. College.
Thanks for the rat.
Like, I didn't know what to say. So she had a rat growing up that she loved, like this little albino rat. And don't get me wrong, rats are smart. That's actually the only thing rats are good for, right? Is just to do medical testing, right?
It's kind of a weird thing that they're smart.
But they are. They're very smart. And she's like, oh, yeah, I had this rat, and he'd crawl up and he'd learn tricks and stuff. But she bought me this rat, and I'm like, what? That's great that you had a rat, but I never, nowhere in our relationship did I ever say, you know what sounds good? Really spice things up. Why don't you buy me a rat unexpectedly, all right?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the rat. You know, the only rat that I would want would be that fat rat from Nutty Professor, you know, that just sits on its back all day long.
Or Splinter.
Or Splinter would be nice,
right?
Too.
Yeah, some sensei rat like that, I get. So that's the only good purpose a rat serves, all right?
Cowabunga!
Is training mutant turtles to fight crime, all right? That's one good rat. That's it. All the rest of them we don't need. We don't need. Cowabunga!
Cowabunga!
Donatello, you must
He's
depart.
About to die.
Yeah, you actually have the, you could grow the Splinter beard. You could.
Hey, you know, I'm working on it. Working on it.
A wispy-ass rat
mustache. Why don't you shut up? All right, I got a wispy beard, all right?
You got a Splinter mustache right
there. Cowabunga.
Cowabunga.
Maybe I'll go for that as Halloween.
That'd be great. That'd be great. I think if you start, yeah, if you're growing it now, it might be long enough. Oh, Michelangelo, you must harness your anger. Anyway. All right. Good enough. That's enough on rats. That's your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. We're going to be back with more. It's the Play Every Morning Show. WIR.